The ocean is our planet's life support system, but it's getting clogged with trash. Discarded beverage bottles, plastic bags, and cigarette butts kill countless seabirds, marine mammals, and sea turtles each year. But each September, on the third Saturday of the month, the volume of that trash decreases a bit, thanks to the Ocean Conservancy's annual cleanup. The International Coastal Cleanup Day is part of a year-round effort to keep the world's oceans and waterways clean, safe, and healthy. On September 20th, 23-year-old Jamie Romeo joined other volunteers to pick up trash on a local beach. She's been doing that every year since she was 8, when she participated for the first time in the International Coastal Cleanup Day.
After reading about it in the local public library, I had gone to my parents and said, "This sounds interesting. How do we participate?" And, you know, my parents always said, "If you want to do something, you've got to do the work for it." And we contacted the American Littoral Society and the Ocean Conservancy, and that year we had about 8 or 10 of us neighborhood kids go down and cleaned up the beach.
Romeo is now coordinator for the annual international cleanup event in Monroe County, New York, and beach captain of the Durand Eastman Beach.
When we first started doing this event, that particular beach was not open to public swimming, and it was not really being maintained. And we used to find a lot of what I referred to as sort of the intentional debris, whereas you found tires, some construction debris. Now, since the beach is open to some public swimming, there is more attention to this area, but we still are finding a significant amount of garbage, but now it's more of the casual debris, where it's the cigarette butts, disposable dinnerware, and the garbage that one person might think, well, if I just put a little bit of this, it's not really going to hurt anything.
But those little bits of garbage have a huge cumulative impact. Ocean Conservancy President Vicki Sproul says every year, volunteers around the world clear away tons of trash that pose a serious threat to the marine ecosystem.
To give a very specific example, sandwich bag that seems innocent when it's being packed into your lunchbox, when it is discarded of improperly and ends up in our waterways and ultimately in the ocean, can be mistaken for a jellyfish. And something like a sea turtle, for example, sees that bag and eats it and results in death.
What's now a trash collection day in 127 countries and all 50 U.S. states and American territories began as a cleanup of a single beach in 1986.
The International Coastal Cleanup actually began about 23 years ago with an employee from Ocean Conservancy who lived in Texas, who was very frustrated by the conditions of her beach and her community. And she started a cleanup, and a quarter of a century later, we have almost 500,000 people participating around the globe, which makes it very, very exciting for families and individuals and friends and children to go out and really make a difference in a very hands-on way in helping to solve this global problem. This is not just about beaches. This is about our waterways and our rivers and our lakes and our streams, because we're all connected and everything ultimately ends up in the oceans.
The Palisados, a long strip of sand that almost completely encloses Jamaica's Kingston Harbor, is littered with thousands of plastic bottles and other trash, and every September it's cleaned up. Carlette Falloon of the Jamaican Environment Trust says this year 300 volunteers helped in the effort.
And the majority of them are from our high schools, teenagers between the ages of 13 and 18. But we do have older volunteers from service clubs and general members of the public, also staff members of our corporate sponsors. We were very excited about this year's cleanup because we were able to have a lot more groups doing cleanups across the island. Another indication that the interest is growing and persons are really concerned about the health of our coastline.
The event itself, Falloon says, is another educational opportunity for the volunteers and their communities.
Before the event, we had 2 training sessions for the volunteers. So we brought together the site coordinators and trained them on how to collect the debris. We conducted a survey. We asked them questions about what they know about marine debris, what effects they think it has on marine life and the marine ecosystems. And then afterwards, we ask them the questions again to see what they learned about what they saw on the strip.
Documenting what volunteers find is an important part of the cleanup, according to the Ocean Conservancy's Vicki Sproul.
We don't only pick up the trash. We count it, and then we publish a report every year. We tend to look at the collective and cumulative impact because the purpose of this event is to provide a global snapshot, if you will, of a moment in time to help us continue to tell the story every day of the year about why this is an important problem in our ocean.
Sproul says distributing this information to government officials, environmental advocates, and journalists is key in explaining the hazards of ocean debris and in urging every person to take responsibility for protecting shorelines and waterways all year long. In Washington, I'm Rob Sivak.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。